And we've got Matt Mirams on the line. G'day, Matt. How are you?
Good, thank you. It's Mirams.
Mirams. I was tossing up how that was said.
Everyone has got it wrong in my entire life, so yeah. It's okay.
Well, I promise I won't in the future. Now, you've done this fantastic locally produced film called Residents, which is Blood and Guts Incorporated. Fantastic. What? Tell me about the desire to make a film set locally that is all about the zombie apocalypse, effectively.
It's more than that. I mean, I know that zombie films are very popular, but we also wanted to make it broad. And, you know, there's a lot of humour in there. It's sad. It's got a lot of heart. But at the core of it, it's just fun. I wanted to make a fun film. And that's, you know, I haven't really seen a really good comedy since, I think, Kenny back in 2006, which Sean Lander, who edited Resident, which he's just a genius, that man. Yeah. But yeah, but it's got a lot in it. I wanted to create a film that was driven by originality and substance, and I guess layered, you know, with interesting characters and intricate plot lines and diverse settings and strong female leads. You know, and dry humour, and celebrate Melbourne's multiculturalism as well, and, you know, and just make a film that's, I guess, universal is going to resonate. You know, I guess I want to make a film that when, you know, if it's shown at a cinema, then people will come out of the cinema and go, my God, I want to see it again. It's so layered, you know, and hopefully join the line that's already around the block waiting for the next session. That's kind of what I want.
Yeah. Well, how did you get into this filmmaking game?
I always knew I wanted to make films. I'm almost 50 now, and I just knew when I was five, like, Dad's cousin was Roger Mirams, and, you know, I think he did, like, the Magic Boomerang back in the 60s, 70s, so it was always kind of in our blood. But I wrote films in the early 90s, and we always made our short films there and had big premieres and just got all our friends, you know. And then it was about year 2000, I had a script, a feature film that I wanted to do, but we just couldn't get the money for it. And I'm glad I didn't, because, you know, it takes a while to hone your craft and, you know, find your voice. You know, you've got to do your 10,000 hours. And then for the past 20 years, I've just been making a lot of short films, a lot of award-winning short films, and acting in a lot of theatre productions. And then 2020, I thought, that's it. I'm going to make a feature, and I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm not going to let that stop us. So wrote a script, did about 40 drafts. And in 2020, I don't know if you remember, but there was this thing called I can't remember it. No. Mm. No, we had that, so we had to. We thought it only last a couple of months, but we just kept moving. 2020, we cast the film, started prepping it, went to every film finance company in Australia, did all the film bodies, met with investors too, Annie, and the majority would just say, look, can you guarantee our money back? And we would have to say no, because Australian films just don't make their money back, which is so sad. It's not like the 90s, you know.
So, I mean, you've made a genre film, and I'll have to say it is funny. It's amusing. It also is character-driven, and it does have strong female leads. And it's really interesting, because watching it, it draws you in, and you start investing in some of the characters, and then you get them killed. And I was thinking that, like, that's quite interesting, because the character that I can't remember her name, but the one that looked like, you know, leader material, the nurse who you know, yeah. We get
Kim Valentine.
And we get quite invested in her, and then all of a sudden she's gone, and This is quite an interesting approach to film development, really. Yeah, I mean, as an audience member, we're always on our toes, shall we say.
Well, the tagline is the body count will be high. So, you know, like even Ian Smith, who played Harold Bishop on Neighbours, we've got him in there doing cameo. He's gorgeous and great and funny. And, you know, bit of a spoiler, but he dies as well.
Well, everyone dies practically.
Yeah, almost. But, you know, I'm not going to spoil that. But
that's,
you know,
not really a spoiler. I mean, in the sense that it's almost like a Shaggy Dog tale, because it starts off and there's lots of great performances, great actors. You've got a lot of great actors there.
Yeah. There's so many great up and coming actors in there. Like, there's so much talent, you know, in this country, that it's just a shame there isn't just work. There's a lot of work out there, but there are American kind of funded films where we should be making an Australian film that's got, you know, Australian stories. And I would love to, like in the 90s, Annie, I just remember there was just so many indie Aussie films and they were incredible. And I just couldn't wait for the next Australian film to come out. But sadly, it's not that way. I don't know. The government should be putting more money in to supporting that. You know, I don't know. It's just sad.
Well, what's going to happen to your film? I mean, where would people see it if they were going to try and see it?
Well, we just finished it on Monday. Okay. So we've been thinking, where does this go? Where can we find a home for this? And they're streaming. You know, they're finding a distribution company, or the film festival route. And I think we might do the film festival route, Annie. Have you seen Talk to Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you know those boys, I'm sure you do, they submitted into the Adelaide Film Festival and did so well, and then I think it was A24 that picked it up. And it just did so well.
Your film is perfect for Monster Fest, I'll have to say. I mean, I was talking to somebody who had part of their film, they used blood and guts, which was something that they hadn't ever done before. Now, your film is full of blood and guts, and it's quite convincing, I'll have to say. Tell me about how you got your skill in that area.
Well, I did hear that. I know who you're talking about because I listen to your show all the time, Annie, and you're talking it was last week.
Yeah, that's right, Charles. Buried. Yeah.
I did listen to that, and I'm going, oh, well, a lot of the blood that we use is all visual effects, and because I'm funding this film. Like, we tried to get funding, and I just thought, you know what? I'm just going to have to work, and I paint houses, and I would clean, and I did forklift driving and just worked 7 days a week and then just made that money and put it in. Wow. Into the film. And, you know, we didn't have any money, but we weren't going to let that stop us. So that's hard. I'm still doing it. I'm still paying off just to get the film classified. And it's going to cost like $3,000. And for a broke creative, it's just a lot of money. So as soon as we finish the interview, I'm going down to paint a house to get money and try and get money for that. I've forgotten your question.
Oh, no, well, I suppose. No, that's all right. I was just thinking about the technical aspects of your film.
Oh.
Because it's, I mean, it's been a long road, hasn't it, making this film?
It's like we started in 2020. We started shooting in 22 and then finished July 23. And I think I look at that as kind of a positive. We, you know, most films shoot for 28 days, you know, every single day, long hours. And, you know, people get exhausted by day 15, but we would shoot a scene and then I'd put all my effort into it. And then I'd go away and go, we're shooting in 2 weeks. Okay, and then those 2 weeks, I would just work on the script, work with the actors, get their block, work with Conrad McCarthy, who's the cinematographer, and would get in there. And then it was like, holy shit, that's fantastic. Okay, on to the next one. But I'd have to go away, make the money, come back. And that's what we did for a year and a half. And, you know, having a 10-year-old girl, Ellie Stewart, yeah, she was 10 when we cast her. She was 14.
By the time she finished.
Well, when we finished in July, her mum rang me in August and go, oh, my God, she just had a growth spurt. She looks entirely different. So we got very lucky there. But we sent, for a lot of the visual effects, because there's quite a few, I just couldn't afford to do it in Australia. So Thailand, we found a company in Thailand.
Wow. And, yeah, well, they like their blood and guts, I'll have to say. They're really into blood and guts.
Oh, we found a company that did work on Train to Busan and a few others. And they were just lovely, absolutely gorgeous Banana Studios over there. So they really helped us out. You know, and they were great. And they were great, the collaborative as well. And I said, oh, you know, let's make it a bit gorier, more blood. If you think you've come up to a point where you think that's enough blood, keep going.
Yeah. Well, they did a good job, I'll have to say. I mean, if this is your shtick, Residence is a fabulous sorte into movie land and very local as well. So good luck. Yeah. Good luck, and hopefully people will be able to see your film shortly out there in the maybe either streaming or at the various festivals that are around the place.
They will. We'll sort of promote the hell out of it, Annie. Yeah.
Thanks very much for talking to me this morning.
Pleasure, Annie. Thank you.